This is an example of a typical first sheet of an ENS plan. In the upper right corner is the project location map. DEP requires the limits of the project to be shown on a USGS quadrangle map. Below the map is the contact information, which includes the contact information. The name, address, and phone number of the applicable PennDOT district, county conservation district, and DEP regional official are typically provided. The project area tabulation includes the areas associated with the project limits of disturbance and the area that is covered by the MPDES permit. At the bottom is the PA1 call block. Any contractor that has intentions to begin excavation activities on the site must have proof that they have completed a PA1 call 3 business days prior to beginning activities, but not more than 10 business days. The sheet index block is the table of contents for the ENS plan. The general notes occupy the remainder of the first sheet. These notes are typically information for or direction to the contractor that are common to almost all projects in ENS plans. Some county conservation districts do require additional general notes that are specific to the county. General notes include information about proposing plan revisions, treatment and handling of fill, financial penalties for failure to install BMPs, and a number of other things.